Would you turn to the passage of Scripture that Gordon read to us from 2 Timothy. 1 Timothy, sorry. Chapter 4. Just as you're looking that up, can I take a moment to thank the office bearers and Charlie for the invitation to come and preach at this very special service this evening. I count it a great honour to be invited to preach at the induction of a very close friend and of a church, both of whom I hold in the highest esteem. I first came across Consbrook Congregational Church when one of the students of Belfast Bible College, Matthew Murray, came as a student pastor. He spoke in such glowing terms of the church and the ministry that was exercised here that a number of us decided to go along and see if these things be true. And we weren't disappointed. Here was a church that was strong theologically, passionate evangelistically, and a church that had a high view of Christian ministry. Many of us were envious in the right sense when Matthew Murray was called as the assistant pastor. And it was a real delight for me personally to be invited during the vacancy to come and to preach in the church, a church that immediately I felt very at home in. Then Charlie I've known since his days in the Irish Baptist College. He told me, just whispered to me there, no embarrassing stories please. But he was one of those people who almost instantaneously you struck up a friendship with. And over the years we have swapped pulpits, exchanged houses for holidays, and talked into the wee small hours. When Charlie came to Ballymoney one summer, one of the young girls was converted through his ministry and is now making preparation to go to the mission field. He and Lydia are generous to a fault. Many times when preaching in England, I have abused their hospitality, putting Emily out of her bed and bedroom and taking over her room. Those were great times, sitting around, relaxing, discussing theology and sorting out the problems of the world and the church. In Charlie and Lydia, you will find warmth, love, commitment and self-sacrifice. And it was a delight to me when I heard that a church and a couple, both of whom I highly regard, were going to be united in a pastoral bond. And I want to assure both the church and Charles of our love and our prayers in the day that lies ahead. The highly respected preacher John Stott was disinherited by his father when he opted to study theology rather than medicine in order to pursue a career in the church. The Queen's physician, Sir Thomas Horder, called his young assistant, Martin Lloyd-Jones, a fool when he heard that he was planning to give up a lucrative